I don't know what I said there, but
what the fuck? What the fuck happened?
Dude, I don't fucking know. Did we have like a 2001 Space Odyssey star trial trip and then TJ's just like coughing at the end of it so we can
dude,
hit the
have
fuck?
These intros jumped the shark? Have these intros jumped the shark,
no
TJ?
Way,
is
dude.
That the shark jumping episode?
Nuh-uh.
I have no idea, dude.
Because I have no clue what just happened. All the way up until this point, I followed it. I was supposed to join the military. That shit never happened. I ended up getting stoned with Oliver or whatever the fuck, our
and
pet
you
raccoon.
Burned the house down.
Oliver.
I burned the house down, but I never went to the military. You just had an existential crisis at a snack machine.
Well, I smoked some DMT.
He took the DMT.
Oh,
TJ took the DMT.
You can get that from snack machines now?
Yeah, yeah. Dude. Duh. $50.
The Joe Rogan brand DMT. Why the fuck not?
So enough of this bullshit. What's all this liquor in front of us, Scotty? Because I'm thirsty. I want to grab this shit and drink it now.
So, you know, we're doing Dank Dungeons and Drunken Dragons. We thought we need a little bit of a refreshment. Got some Patron here.
Some Patron, some JD.
Got a small bottle of Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels!
We have some Mead, of course. I mean, we're all knights on the quest. I mean, look, it even has a knight on the bottle, dude. Questing through the lands.
Check him out.
That's some shit that Taylor wanted for the women. So.
Oh, broads.
Boo.
Boo.
I don't even know why they get to fucking participate.
I know.
Honestly.
Let's take this out of the equation. So basically, it's like this. It's the true.
Put the cheerleader beer off to the side. Dames. They you know what, dude? They don't get away with drinking that. If we're doing shots of this and they're only taking little sips of their seltzer water or whatever, their little 1% seltzer, they're not gonna be fucked up. That's not fair.
Yeah, so for patrons only next month, Dank Dungeons and Drunken Dragons, you could see here our arsenal of liquors.
And the dankness too. All of this will be happening, plus Dungeons and Dragons. It's going to be insane.
I wonder how bad it's going to be at the end when everyone is just fucking totally annihilatedly drunk. Maybe Paul will act.
You know
what? Do you think at the end?
If
like,
you
want to be annihilated by like the first encounter.
If you want to know what happens, I mean, you guys are already watching live and already know what's going to happen. But if you want to find out, become a patron.
Become a patron.
Who knows
only patrons
what lies
will
in
know.
Store?
Only patrons will know what happens, TJ.
Come dine on a special serving at the buffet.
Oh, yeah.
It's
going to
be delicious.
Buffet, this is the buffet.
Yeah,
it's a buffet.
Yeah, it's part of the buffet, dude.
All patrons are getting it.
Yum.
Part of the buffet.
Free patron.
Yum.
Zank
so, Paul,
Dungeons.
You got a
Drunk
new
Dragons.
Chair. That's cool.
Yeah, I got a new chair finally. I'm not sitting in a fucking, you know, I got a nice high-backed executive leather chair.
Yeah.
A fitting of my status on the show here.
I see your mic is still not cooperating with
no,
you.
No, it's a piece of shit, but I've just gotten used to it. I just got to do this. Paul
is constantly like,
hey, Paul, that Oliver's going to need that chair, dude.
Oliver?
So,
fuck Oliver.
Dude,
I don't even think that's his name.
It is Oliver, dude, isn't it?
Who the fuck is Oliver?
That fucking raccoon
or whatever that Paul
I got stoned with.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Is it Oliver or what is it?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it is Oliver.
Is it Joffrey or something?
Something
a lot
like
of people
that.
Call that thing a squirrel. I'm like, how the fuck do you look at that?
It's a raccoon.
See a
it's a raccoon.
I'm pretty
clearly
sure it's a fucking
it's
goddamn raccoon.
A raccoon.
But they're like, look at that squirrel.
They don't know. They don't know what's what.
They're fucking ignorant ass bitches. They need to watch some David Attenborough or something.
They don't know what's what.
So, Paul, I'm sorry. Usually, I try to avoid the Trump stories. This episode, I couldn't really do
impossible,
that.
Impossible, my
I kind of had a feeling.
Impossible.
Because it's been, you know, every news cycle is nothing but Trump now anyway, but this one has been especially Trump.
But aren't you kind of happy?
Trump.
I saw
said,
Paul
Trump
tweeting
did,
happy
Trump
things about this. You seem kind of happy,
yeah,
Paul.
You've probably been following the mainstream media narrative.
I mean,
on Trump.
You know, like it's
a little closer.
It's just another couple of fucking indictments in this nothing burger. A couple more convictions in the nothing burger that is Donald Trump's corrupt ass campaign.
Yeah, I mean, usually investigations that are
hey
just
Paul,
fake
I'm
going
to correct
witch
you.
Hunts,
corrupt
they turn
administration.
Yeah, they don't really
corrupt
have this many convictions. And
so it's been like I think it's something like 17 indictments. Now I think it's like 6 convictions from the Trump campaign.
Yeah,
in this nothing burger, something like that.
Well, look, Paul,
and it just keeps adding up. So I don't know.
Hey, Paul, the Salem witch trials, everyone was found guilty. You know, pretty much until they finally ended, dude.
Yeah, our standards of justice haven't changed.
You know
at
what,
all
Paul? They're
going to
cut. You know what, Paul? They're coming for you, man. First, it's going to be someone
Mueller
like Trump.
Robert Mueller is basically a pilgrim wearing one of those buckle hats,
he is.
Hanging women from their toes to prove that they're witches.
So obviously, we already kind of promoted the Patreon, but, for those of you who want to become patrons, obviously if you're watching live, you already are a patron, But if you're watching this after the live broadcast here, then
Patreon.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
The buffet
even if you're
is
a
waiting.
$5 patron, you're not watching right
Look,
now.
Look, you guys notice how this number here keeps going up? That's because it's good.
Yeah.
People sign up. They don't sign out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People
like if we were selling
we
a heap and helping a dog shit, that number would have floated for about a month and then it'd be down to about 60.
By the way, for you fans waiting for your other perks, me and Paul are going to be shooting a new, well, we're not going to call it Cynics versus Cinema anymore because it's too confusing, but we're going to be shooting a new movie commentary very soon for you guys, for patrons.
Tomorrow.
Only.
We'll be shooting tomorrow.
And we will also, I'll be getting my exclusive Abandoned Hope to you guys. I will be making some changes to that next month, but I'll announce that then. And, a lot more exclusive content coming your way. And, of course, the Friday show this week will be available exclusively, as always, to our $5 and above patrons.
Always amazing, the Friday show.
Yep.
Top quality. Trust me, I know quality.
Also, a new logo coming from Pessimist Productions.
Yep. That's true. We're going to get a new, like, the frowny face guy. I love him, but he's just clip
and
art.
We know a lot of people have had problems with the archive site. So we are working on a new solution.
Well,
for the
archive, the problem with the current archive site, we haven't really
the password input and the stuff like that.
Yeah, we haven't even really been updating it recently because we're working on a new solution to that. That's going to be a lot more integrated into Patreon. You're not going to have to deal with putting in a password every time you show up. It's going to be integrated into your Patreon account. So stay tuned for that and further announcements. But that none of that's very interesting.
Come on, Patreon.
What is interesting is whatever the hell we're actually going to talk about here.
Trump.
Not quite yet. We got some other stuff to talk about first. This is my favorite story of the week. Will Wheaton deactivates his Twitter account.
What?
Too much hate.
But, I mean, if he just left, I wouldn't even bother covering this. But he tried to, like, be, like, Viva la Revolution.
Who's coming with me, man?
We're all gonna leave.
Who's coming with me, man?
Dude, you know what this reminds me of?
Look, here's what he said. Fucking statement.
Yeah, let's read his statement. I want to hear that first.
Us, please enforce your TOS and kick the Nazis off Twitter. Twitter, we hear you. Now, how about we force you to see people you don't want to see in your timeline instead? Won't that be great? Us. No. Twitter. Rounded corners. Look at them.
All of us are Twitter users. Let me ask you, Paul, do you see tons and tons of people you have no interest in on your Twitter?
I see nobody that I don't follow.
Wow, really?
I've been here
for an ad. Like, every once in a while, you get one of those, like, promoted tweet or whatever the fuck.
Buy a Subaru.
Not to mention, Will Wheaton fucking...
I've been here since the very beginning. I'm going to read his
go ahead.
Let me just get through his tweets here. I mean, we can make some commentary on the way, but I've been here since the very beginning. Tomorrow, I'm deactivating my Twitter. I invite you to join me for a day, a week, a month, whatever works for you, because you deserve better than the toxic, hateful, abusive environment at Jack has encouraged Twitter to become.
Guys, I think we should all just take the symbolic step right now of deactivating our Twitters live on the show.
Cute.
As I said yesterday, no judgment. If you're not into this effort, that's totally cool. Live your best life and spend time here if it makes you happy. It doesn't make me happy, and I feel that Twitter right now does more harm than good. Early on, people like me helped Twitter grow and flourish. I'm proud of that, and I don't regret it.
Oh, more humble bragging from Will
But
Wheaton.
Twitter has lost its way because it has terrible leadership that tolerates and encourages bigotry, abuse, harassment.
If only Wilbur Wheaton was in charge of all this bullshit. Yeah, if only Will was in charge of deciding what I could and couldn't see. How about we just open the platform up and let people say whatever the fuck they want, and if you don't like it, use one of Twitter's robust features, either block that person or mute that person or report that person or whatever you want to do. But why not just let people say what they're going to say? Yeah, there's bots that literally will find the big Nazis and then find anybody that follows them and block them.
Yeah.
Use it.
I don't want to be part of what Twitter has become. I hope that if enough of us deactivate, whoever is leading Twitter, it sure as hell isn't Jack.
Be a bitch boy.
We'll take meaningful steps and address and curtail the abuse, misinformation, and harassment.
Dude, you know what this feels like?
Retreat to your Shive's fucking room, dude. Like, use the block bot. Why are you crying?
Dude, you know what this feels like, though? It feels like, I've seen some of these videos, and I always love when these conspiracy Area 51 and these other restricted site videos ends, like, everyone just should meet at this site on this day, or one day. and we all just walk in. They can't stop us all. It's like, Will Wheaton, you're not starting a fucking movement, dude. You're a whiner on the internet.
Well, look, he knows. Because he says here, I am not under any false impression about this effort. It probably won't make a difference at all, but that doesn't
mean you know what that is. You know all that is? That's just it. That's him knowing he's going to fail. That's just him couching his failure already. Yeah. Like, I know no one's going to do it.
It's putting a safety net down below. Then why would he do it?
Why would
fail,
he say this big diatribe? If that dude, if he was not expecting, or at least, and I mean, like, let me not expect. That's the wrong word. Hoping this was going to make a fucking difference.
All right, so he is. Gotta be the biggest idiot on the face of the earth. Because Twitter is literally the 11th most trafficked site in the world and the 6th most trafficked site in the United States of America. There is no way that Will piddling ass, nobody fucking remembers me Wheaton.
Dude, he has millions of followers. He has that nowhere else. Nowhere else does Will Wheaton have this kind of pull.
Yeah, so basically he's shitting on the one platform that hasn't roundly rejected his existence.
And he's totally backwards in terms of, like, the way that things are going. Like, we talked briefly about Twitter being the new public space and shit. Like, censorship is not the answer. The answer is use the tools that are at your disposal to not see shit you don't like and just participate like everybody else does.
I don't understand, but I'm glad he's not.
He's calling for more censorship on Twitter. Isn't the problem with Twitter that people that are interesting just disappear overnight for no reason?
Yeah, I think a game. I didn't pull a story about it, but I believe that some gaming development studio actually recently had their Twitter account suspended for an off-color joke.
This is ridiculous.
Does Will Wheaton also support, like, let's say you're in public and someone says a word you don't like, does he also support them being removed from public space or the loud, annoying Christians that go broadcast a message? Like, I obviously. I'm like an anti-theist. I don't want to go hear someone in the public square yelling about Christianity, how everyone's going
to hell.
Will
Wheaton is obviously
the kind
of
person. But I don't think that
person
should be banned.
Look, Will Wheaton is obviously the kind of person that will endorse any bad thing happening to anyone he doesn't like.
See, this is like, why is he acting differently than he would act in Speaker Square in New York, where people go to bring their soapboxes and try and get an audience to hear their crazy shit? That's literally what the place is used for. It's a public place that's used for people to stand up on a soapbox and yell their crazy shit. White nationalists, black Israelites, all the crazy fucking fringe groups.
Let them.
Are represented down there. And they have to deal with a crowd of people that are listening to what they're saying and the backlash of that. Why isn't Will Wheaton roaming around there slapping bullhorns out of Nazis' mouths?
No! No! You're not allowed to speak that!
Why is it only on Twitter that this kind of namby-pamby Care Bear bullshit flies?
Because if Will Wheaton snapped a bullhorn out of a Nazi's hands, he'd get beaten the shit out of by a bunch of them. So
it wouldn't even be the Nazi that did it. It would be the people that were there to counteract the Nazi that did it. Because Speaker Square, like, that's an enshrined place of free speech. Why isn't he down there when Richard Spencer goes down there to talk his white nationalist bullshit? Because he doesn't give a fuck. It's all about his little feelings.
Just censor him. He'd be mobbed by tons of fans.
Twitter is his little hug box, and that's what he wants. He wants it to be his little hug box where Will Wheaton shows up and none of the meanie bullies that think he sucks are there. None of the Nazis and none of the right-wingers are there.
You know what, Will Wheaton? You know why people fucking hate you, dude? It's because it's like, not only did you suck as Wesley, even after you left the show, you proved that the criticism about Wesley was right. You just everything that is wrong with that character is you,
dude. I would have forgiven
you. Are
Wesley.
That? That's what I'm saying. You are that. Like, yeah, anyone can forgive a bad role. He was young. He was dumb.
He's
whatever.
A young kid. It was a shittily written role.
He's worse than his fucking character. Oh, yeah. That's the fucking shitty thing.
Yeah,
that's actually him at his fucking best because he's censored. His lines are written for him by somebody fucking else.
Yeah. He's everything.
And he actually has to deal with adversity on the show. He's in real life, he runs Wesley away. Bad. Fuck you, Will Wheaton. You're a little coward, bitch.
He's an amplified version of everything that made Wesley Crusher bad. He's empty-headed. He's idealistic to a fault. He's a whiny bitch. He can't handle anything on his own. He fucks up everything he tries to do. He's just a piece of total human shit. And thankfully, he's not in charge of Twitter, because it'd be a worse place.
If he was in charge of Twitter, there wouldn't be a fucking Twitter, because no one would want to use that platform.
Any pussy-ass fucking piece of shit that followed Will Wheaton into the sunset on this. Oh, my God. Don't ever come back, please.
All three of you. All three of you.
Stay gone.
Stay gone, assholes. Fuck this dude.
So now we're going to get into some Trump. I thought this would be a nice little introduction into the Trump stuff for you. This is a real short little video. Damn it. Why is it?
Well, Trump's been doing this shit lately where he's uploading these.
These little mini videos.
These little mini statements of his. His proclamations from the mountain.
The prez here.
I don't know what the hell it's doing. It keeps, like, dragging it when I'm not even pressing anything.
Try refreshing it.
Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats want to abolish the brave men and women of ICE. What I want to do is abolish the killers in ISIS. And you know who's going to win? We are.
What a huckster.
Nancy Pelosi.
What? The Democrats want to abolish ICE. I want to abolish ISIS.
Dude, did you remember the time when you saw that fuck terrorist bumper sticker where it's like a meaningless platitude, like, you know what? Fuck this group that everyone already hates and wants to not exist anyways.
It's like, ooh, what a bold fucking stand.
ISIS
big should
be gone.
Fuck terrorist sticker.
The liberals want mass abortion to be commonplace. I want schmushmortion to be commonplace. Ooh.
Yeah, the only way that these two issues are remotely connected is the name of the agency sounds kind of like ISIS.
The only time that the ICE and ISIS would ever be in the same zone together is if ISIS was trying to get across the Mexican border.
Yeah.
Or if there was somebody here from Mexico that was also in ISIS,
look, Paul,
that ICE was taking back to Mexico.
Look, Paul, these terrorist cells, they're everywhere, Paul. They're trying to come in. ISIS bravely defending these borders,
it's just
Paul.
Ridiculous, dude.
Not a big deal.
What a fucking ridiculous false dichotomy this is.
The liberals want corporate wage caps, and I want them to use their bootstraps. Oh, roasted again by the president. I'm out. Like, what is this bullshit?
Trump out.
He's turned the presidency into a corporate sloganeering office
now. You know what
now.
Sucks, dude? And I'll be honest with you. Like, this is really bad.
Dude, I mean, I've been a YouTuber for a long time. Hold that thought.
Okay.
I've been a YouTuber for a long time. And I've come up with, I mean, like, this is basically like me coming up with an idea for a tweet, but instead of doing a tweet, just getting a camera and saying like one line and then that's it.
No, it's more akin
this
to like
how I tweet
the tagline at the end of a fucking like fast food video. If it doesn't get all over the place, it doesn't belong in your face.
You
he's
know
trying
what?
To do these witty little
you know
witticisms.
You know what this sucks for Trump? Because this is when Trump has felt like his most like Hillary. I like the Trump that gets crazy and just gets out there and says stupid shit. That's when he's the funniest, dude. That's when he has the best quips and everything. Like, Trump trying to stay on a script. They should have given Trump the script. He should have fucking been like, I was supposed to read this bullshit statement. Instead, I want to say, fuck ISIS. Thank you.
He's like a national embarrassment at this point.
He is, dude.
Well, you know what you're exactly like, Paul?
What?
According to Lance Wallnew, people afraid to support Trump are exactly like Jews afraid to admit Jesus was the Messiah.
Okay, I see the parallel.
Fall to your knees.
All right, here we go.
Let's hear
it. Oh, damn, we got a video.
I'm just fed up with the fact that believers have to operate like the Jewish people did. They all knew Jesus was the Messiah, but nobody actually identified with him for fear of being put out of the synagogue. I mean, Donald Trump.
That's pretty stupid.
That's why
if
they had him killed.
Jesus is the Messiah.
Yes.
Dude, didn't the Jews have Jesus killed?
You're really going to take the side of the synagogue over who you know to be God in the flesh? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
I say we wait. Who's to say they won't be?
Maybe he's
here.
Maybe he's not.
Who's to say?
For me.
I don't know.
You have 50 million people that voted for him, and you wouldn't know where they are. You know, the moronic elites that are progressively antagonistic to Donald Trump never comes to them.
When I watch these videos,
progressively antagonistic is a strange thing.
All that plays in my head is that fucking the famous Mozart piece, and it's like, bullshit, 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 bullshit. It's like, this guy's he's full of shit.
I just hear somebody playing, like, Eye of the Tiger on a kazoo. that's the soundtrack I remember. I pick up, you know, like, just, like, the most easily dismissed, obviously fucking one-sided bullshit. There's no comparison between Donald Trump and Jesus on any level.
No, there sure is, dude.
There really isn't.
They're actually working
this
at
this dude in a dingy room
they're
said so.
Amazon. They might even be somewhere at the New York Times. And they vote, but for fear of being put out of the synagogue.
This guy go to a museum to look like intellectual or something.
Until election times comes. Now, right now we have midterms. You would think, based upon all of the energy, all of the emotion, all of the media, that nobody could possibly vote and support a conservative or a Republican.
No, no one's saying that. They're saying they don't want to support Donald Trump.
Yeah, like, why are you ignoring the big orange elephant in the room? Like, this isn't really about Republicanism anymore. It's about the national embarrassment that is Donald Trump. The big, giant, colluding, backroom-dealing lie factory that is Donald Trump that can't keep his mouth shut, that can't keep, like, undermining his own administration officials.
Shut up, libtard.
Like, changing his positions daily and announcing national war policy on Twitter.
You know what, Paul?
You know, that guy.
You're just buying to the mainstream media's lies.
I mean, let's not even talk about the other fucking ass clowns in the party. I'm willing to set them aside. Trump is his own thing now. He's a problem for everyone.
Dude, Trump just gets the most intellectually lazy people to follow him. It's just like, Trump said it's something, so it must be true because it was said by him.
I think it's people like that and people that want to think of themselves as agents of chaos. They're like, yes, this is the way to fight this system.
Well, not Trump. There's so many conspiracy theorists in the Republican Party at this point. They don't believe everything. They believe everything's a conspiracy because they like listen to Donald Trump and his fucking nonsense.
The other thing that's ridiculous about this dude's contention to me is he's basically saying, like, just like there were Jews who denied Jesus because they were afraid of the authorities today, there's conservatives in hiding today. And it's like, no, every conservative I know is perfectly fine with being like, I'm a conservative.
Well, he's trying to guilt trip conservatives questioning Trump.
Dude, they've actually had a surge. That's not even true. Dude, most of the conservative like podcasters and YouTubers and fucking channels like that have seen a huge resurgence in resurgence from popularity.
Yeah,
like,
there's no one's hiding their like conservative.
Dude, I don't know, dude.
Five years ago, people like Steven Crowder were totally fringe. No one fucking listened to him. Now he has like millions upon millions of people eat out of the palm of his hands.
Trend, though.
Well,
like,
now
in terms of conservatism, like I think it peaked about a year ago.
Yeah, well, I agree
think
with
it's
that.
I think it's not like free falling, but it's coasting down the slope.
Well,
now,
for a minute they were able to kind of, I think, lure people in with the whole like conservatism is the new counterculture. Yeah. And they fucking people are like, it is cool. And then they get there and it's like, fuck gays and all this, and
it's
they're
the
just
same
like,
shit.
Huh, this is pretty much just what this lame shit always was. You guys just fucking rebranded it and said it.
Yeah.
Conservative extreme.
Edgy.
You know, this is the way to be edgy now. This is the thing that protects freedom of speech.
Fuck
now.
SJWs. Yeah.
And people, you know, people hear that for a while and they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just think it's so funny that for like 3 or 4 years there, dudes like Ben Shapiro were cool. It's like, that's the new cool, is a dork talking about how gays and liberals ruin everything. It's like, what? When did that happen?
For about 10 minutes in 2016. Anyway, fuck this guy. I think we've heard enough of his nonsense. Let's minimize and proceed.
I've never heard enough of Lance Wallnau's nonsense, dude.
Well, that, you know, you might be in luck. Maybe there's more Lance Wallnau to come. You never know. So this is the big story of the week, really. Catastrophic day for Trump. Former campaign boss Paul Manafort and former lawyer Michael Cohen are now both felons.
Uh-oh.
It's difficult to imagine a worse day in the presidency of Donald Trump than Tuesday. In New York, former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen pleaded guilty in federal court to 8 felony counts of tax fraud, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. 300 miles south, a jury found former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort guilty of 8 unrelated felonies, 5 counts of felony tax fraud, 1 count of failing to report a foreign bank account, and 2 counts of bank fraud. And he was also not convicted on 10 other charges where there was a mistrial. By the way,
like a hung jury or
when
whatever.
Fox reported on it, they didn't report that he was convicted. I mean, they did in the article, yeah, but the headline,
I bet the headline was mistrial.
The headline was mistrial on 10 counts.
Yeah.
And their main story, by the way, on the Fox News website was not the Manafort thing or the Cohen thing. Their main story was some white person that was murdered by an illegal immigrant.
Is Manafort appealing?
I'm not sure what he's... Yeah, I'm sure he's going to...
Oh,
I saw his lawyer saying he was going to exercise every legal avenue available.
Does
that
re-expose him?
Well, Cohen basically cut a deal, correct?
He'll probably... He'll probably cut a deal.
Michael Cohen cut a deal with the fucking
Cohen cut a deal
with the Mueller and the fucking federal prosecutors that
on
going
the
after
strength
his
of those the 10 mistrial.
And see, I think that that's like,
well, Michael Cohen's a fucking lawyer. Of course he's gonna cut a deal because he knows he's gonna go to fucking prison if he doesn't cut a deal.
A lot of this Manafort shit, it's not directly like none of the stuff that came up in the trial was directly related to Trump at all. It was right. all his outside business dealings
Correct.
With the Ukraine and
Crimea.
And
in fact, he was under investigation already when he was working
right.
for Trump.
But you gotta imagine that a guy like Mueller is gonna want, because here's the link. Like, that provides the Russian link. Now we have a link between, a direct link between dirty ass Russian, Ukrainian, Crimean money and the Trump campaign. So if he does flip and turn states, like, he could have information that directly links this type of money being funneled into the Trump campaign with Trump's knowledge.
It's actually pretty likely, from what I've heard in the news that I've watched and consumed, that Mueller is going to be bringing more charges
At Manafort.
At Manafort.
Yep.
So
I've heard
there's
well.
Probably going to be some more trials for Manafort.
Well, there's also a lot of speculation swirling, too, that he's gearing up to indict Don Jr.
Oh, that'll really piss me
off.
Oh,
shit, dude.
Yeah, because of...
If there's any truth to that, that will be a fucking political shitstorm, dude.
All right, so this is another story that happened 6 hours ago, broke. This is Business Insider. Cohen's lawyer says he's completely flipped and will give evidence that Trump colluded with Russia.
Oh, shit. Here it goes.
Lanny Davis, the attorney representing Michael Cohen, said on Wednesday that Cohen had knowledge of a conspiracy between President Donald Trump and Russia. During an MSNBC interview... He also said Cohen was willing to tell the special counsel Robert Mueller about it.
There it is.
Davis coupled his comments with the launch of a fundraiser he said was meant to help Cohen tell
the
truth about Trump.
But, here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys. I mean,
this guy might be playing.
Doesn't Cohen have a fucking incentive to do this?
He does. Well, he's raising money on it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know, man.
He might be trying to weasel his way out or make
some
money on
the back end. He is a dirty fucking disgusting fucking lawyer who worked for Donald Trump like almost exclusively.
But if anybody's going to have the filthy fucking tail of the tape, it's this dude. Like this dude.
It's possible.
This dude had all the connections and knew all the dirty dealings and
so,
shit. He was
the fixer. We'll have to see.
Cohen on Tuesday pleaded guilty to committing campaign finance violations and said he did so at the direction of Donald Trump. Lanny Davis, I mean, the story is pretty much just going to go through those same bullet points. But, is this guy a trustworthy source of information? Who knows?
I mean, that's
it
up
depends
to the,
on what can be corroborated.
I can almost guarantee that Mueller's going to listen to what he has to say.
Cohen is definitely going with an anti-Trump tact, as is also demonstrated in this story. Michael Cohen's lawyer says he will not accept pardon from criminal Donald Trump.
I don't think that was forthcoming anyways.
I don't think Donald Trump was going to pardon your ass anyway.
Yeah,
dude.
But, you know, that wouldn't be part of the... I mean, obviously what I'm saying is this guy is taking a... Like Scotty said, a PR strategy that's very anti-Trump.
He wants all
he's trying to distance
himself.
Well,
yeah, because you know what? Before he,
he's trying to make an ally of all these
happened,
people that want to take down
before
Trump.
Before all this fucking shit happened, Michael Cohen was scum. Then he flipped, and it was like now it's like he is the savior of humanity.
Saintly, I mean, hey, Michael Cohen.
You know, like sometimes it does happen where somebody that's involved in this organized crime racket or whatever flips, and they give a bunch of information that leads to
That's why I said, let's see the evidence. That's all I'm saying. I mean, like, hey, if he's got all the goods. Then, I mean, hey, he's got the goods, you know.
But you know what? One, there is a card in Trump's deck that I think both you guys are forgetting.
What's that?
He has one of the most articulate advocates you could possibly imagine.
Shit.
In the great and inimitable Rudy Giuliani.
That's true. Yes. There's right now what Trump needs is lies.
Truth isn't truth.
When you need a lie told. With bald-faced fucking brazenness, there's one name in this country that you go to, and that's Rudolph Giuliani.
America's mayor, dude.
This man can lie. It's like a reflex, like breathing to him. When he exhales, instead of just a lie comes out. That's just... That's his fucking shit, dude.
Rudy Giuliani declares truth isn't truth.
Of course he did! Like I said, he's the lie. He is. He's a walking lie.
Are we in fucking 1984 now,
Let's
dude?
Let's take a look.
I mean, truth isn't
Mueller
really
has
truth.
Has all the answers. We've given them. Can't you speed up Mueller's report? And can't you have more?
This is like a best of
beating
clip.
Up Mueller Chuck. To get his president Chuck. To sit down with him.
First of all, get the word credibility out of it. I think we have plenty of credibility. The last two letters that came, they took about 11 or 12 days to respond to our letter, sent us a response that sets forth a negotiating position about an interview. We didn't reject it. We didn't say out of hand that we're not going to do it. And they put some pressure on us to come back quickly. Well, we did. We came back in 4 days.
I always wonder what Nosferatu would look like with jowls. Now I know.
He looks like that his bottom jaw unhinges so that he can swallow toddlers
like a snake.
It is now a week and a half later, and they have not responded to our letter.
I love at the beginning of this, he goes like, first of all, stop with the credibility argument, because we got tons of credibility. How? According to whom? You've done nothing but lie about every principal fact in this case.
You know what, Paul?
And then once the truth comes out, you just pretend that you were always telling the truth.
We have the legal counsel for the legitimate president of the United States, Paul. They don't have a credibility problem.
Trump had no idea about the payments. I know for a fact. Rudy said this. You know, he said this. I know for a fact. Look, I know him. I spent all the time with him. I was with him 24 hours a day during the campaign. Nobody knows Donald Trump better than I know Donald Trump. And I know he didn't know about these payments.
Look, Paul. What Paul's trying to demonstrate, I don't think it's working here, TJ, is that there's been a shifting narrative. It's because more and more lies come out, and you have to address those lies. So obviously, like Paul, you have to play when one side lies, the other side has to tell the truth. I mean, Giuliani is just a truth factory, dude. Everything he says is just in response to the lies of the Democratic Party. And
dude, I was listening to that shit, and I heard when he was like, "Let's stop with this credibility thing." I was reminded, and whenever I hear this song now, I always think of Trump, of a line from We're From America by Marilyn Manson, where he's like, we don't believe in credibility because we know that we're fucking incredible. And I wish he would have just said that. I mean, he basically did.
They're delaying this. If they're spending a
week, I want to hear him say it.
Getting back to us. I don't know why they're doing that, but they're sure as heck not showing any desire to expedite it. I can't get them to...
What did he just say?
I think he's been drinking, dude.
Those big wooden teeth that
he's
got up there.
What the fuck is with his goddamn teeth?
He's having trouble talking for big wooden
teeth. He looks like the world's saddest
dude. Have you ever seen his bottom teeth?
Dude, he's got some George Washington teeth, dude.
Like, you don't see it much when he talks.
His ivory teeth.
There's a few pictures of his, like, his bottom teeth are yellow and brown and just, like, they look like jagged.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
I shit you not. He looks like a shark down there.
Yes, each time by three.
I mean, isn't he rich?
I'm trying to catch it. Whoa, I should have stopped.
You're not going to see it much because, like, he doesn't get his bottom teeth done like his top teeth because he knows he shows his top teeth when he smiles. But, like, there's a few, like, where he's got his mouth open and yelling and shit. Dude, those bottom teeth are a nightmare down there. You probably find a picture of it.
Yeah, you're right.
Just do, like, Rudy Giuliani yelling, dude. I'm telling you, it's a nightmare down there.
That's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth. He didn't have a conversation.
Truth is truth. I don't mean to go like
that. Oh, here he goes.
Truth isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
Oh, yeah, there it is. There
Not
it
only
is.
Did he just declare it, he was adamant.
Truth isn't truth.
Truth isn't truth. Listen, what the fuck are you talking
like
about?
That's the legal strategy of Donald Trump. The legal defense strategy is, look, I know the evidence is there and the truth is there, but truth isn't really truth.
I hate Tuck Chod or whatever the fuck his stupid name is, but man, his reaction there is just
Is like, what?
It's hilarious.
What are you talking about? I mean, Rudy Giuliani is like, you know what, after he was for the fucking, you know, America's mayor after 9/11, he thought he could parlay that shit into the White House, and now he's just parlay that into being Donald Trump's mouth.
Look at that down there.
What?
Look at that down there.
What?
Look at
the
top teeth,
fuck,
and then look
dude.
At the disparity. Dude, he's got a big set of wooden caps over his teeth on top, and down below is all that's what up top looks like underneath them fucking big old veneers.
I don't understand why he... Can he not afford bottom veneers or what the
hell?
There's
just no point. There's just no point.
There is a point, because look at this.
He doesn't do this often, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, like, he has to go into the mirror and shit and look at himself and just see, like, yeah, my top teeth, real nice.
He's got worse shit going on. That big thing swinging down below his neck, I know you think that's like old man turkey neck, but that's actually his lie sack. It's a special organ that stores all of the fucking...
I don't believe you.
All of the fucking lies. Well, you can see that right now it's expending a lot of lie. He's in the midst of telling a big, loud lie. But it fills constantly. If you go back to the video, you can see it hanging there, and it's constantly refilling as he lies, you see?
Let's take a look. Oops.
State says, I didn't.
See it?
Oh, I did.
You can see it pumping in there?
Pumping out the
lies.
See
the lies?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, see, I told you.
Don't do this to me.
Don't do truth as a truth to me.
Donald Trump says, I didn't talk about Flynn with Comey. Comey says, you did talk about it. So tell me what the truth is.
Don McGahn might
If you're such a genius. John McGahn.
It is really funny watching the lie ecosystem in that specialized organ.
If you're a genius, you tell me.
Oh, my God. Look at this fucking picture, dude.
Yeah! Truth isn't truth, bro.
Why don't you say that their version of events is false? Just say, look, what they said is false.
I have to save this for our fucking thumbnail, dude.
Truth isn't truth, bro.
I love that too much.
Truth isn't truth, bro.
Good stuff. All right. What a fucking fool. All right. What's next? Senate adopts resolution declaring the press is not the enemy of the people. What does that mean to me?
I don't know. The Senate is wasting our fucking time and money. shut up, bitch. How about you pass some meaningful legislation that's going to improve the lives of the average person in this country?
Why are they legislating a subjective opinion?
Exactly.
I will decide who my enemies are and aren't. I don't need the Senate to tell. The Senate passes resolution to say that Captain Crunch is objectively the best cereal.
It's just a waste of time. It's like a stupid little nod. It's trying to distance themselves from Trump, who's been pushing this narrative that the press is the enemy of the people and fake news and shit. This is all part of the exit strategy. What you're seeing now is people that have been staunch Trump supporters finding ways to distance themselves from him. So every fucking Republican that signed on to this, I bet there's a bunch of Trump supporters that signed
this. Well, it says unanimous.
There you go. So this is the way that the Republicans are starting to own up to the fact that this guy needs to be jettisoned.
President Trump is repeatedly clear to fake news, blah, 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 blah.
But you know what? I mean, Paul, at this point, I mean, it really depends on how the midterm elections go.
So here's a, it's a really...
I'd be willing to bet dollars to donuts that fucking the Democrats take the House.
Now, if it goes against Trump, then I think you're right. I mean, obviously now they're just padding things out where it's like they can always jump to that, but it's a very vague statement. It doesn't really mean much.
Well, it's just a way for them to
it's
point
ambiguous.
Back.
It's when just they're basically just saying, yeah, fucking...
Their campaign
press is good, I guess.
Press good, yay.
They're good.
Yay, press. I will have my... I'll decide what my opinion of the press is.
You know what, Bill never seems to fail to make it through the House and the Senate? The defense spending bill. That one always seems to pass.
And apparently you can pass the meaningless bullshit bill.
A non-binding resolution is like the basically saying the Senate's jerking off today.
The Senate jerked itself off into the American people's face with some
the Paul
meaningless
Parkey's
symbolic
a swell guy
bullshit.
Resolution.
If you look at Trump's statement broadly, he's not wrong. The corporate press is the enemy of the American people because they have a job. They're supposed to filter through the bullshit and give us what the closest thing to objective truth that they can give us. They're supposed to report on what's being done, what's being said, and what's happening in the fucking world.
They're propaganda.
And they fall down on that every day. They're filling our fucking brains with stupid fucking infotainment nonsense. Just empty bullshit. So they are the enemy of the people.
Look at this crazy two-legged dog who takes the bus every day.
It's a constant barrage of non-news, and all the real news gets buried.
Of course you would. Dude, it's fucking propaganda clickbait bullshit,
all right,
dude.
So with 16 guilty verdicts all in a row, hundreds of thousands ready to hit streets if Trump issues pardons or moves against Mueller.
Dude, I love when people think that people clicking on a little map and going, yeah, I'll riot. If it happened, I'll riot. They think that's going to fucking actually happen.
In response to the admission of guilt to 8 charges by President Donald Trump's lawyer Michael Cohen and 8 guilty verdicts against his former campaign chairman Paul Manafort on Tuesday afternoon, the national progressive advocacy group MoveOn.org issued a blistering thread on Twitter in which it said the developments prove the special counsel's office led by Robert Mueller is on the right track and also vowed that its millions of members are standing ready to defend the probe against any interference by the president.
Get out of here. You know what's going to happen if Trump fires Mueller? Not a goddamn thing. Maybe 2 or 3 little protests will happen. People ain't going to hit the streets. Oh, look at that one. Look at the bottom teeth in that one.
Yeah,
holy
you're right.
Shit, dude.
Wow, we didn't even... I mean, we could have just...
Oh. I like how they always find the most unflattering photos of people, man, on these sites.
So I just did it a minute ago. Hold on. Let's see if I can open image in new tab here.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Oh, blow zoom in, up. Dude. Zoom in. Oh!
All right. You know what? This is actually a better thumbnail than the one I had earlier.
Look at that, dude. Can you imagine waking up to that hovering over you?
Does he have a wife of some kind?
Oh, he does.
Sure. Gross.
She's got to dive into that,
dude.
Didn't
he divorce his wife?
Did he?
Yeah, he divorced his wife.
And she found out by a news release.
She found out when he announced...
press release.
He announced a press release about it before he even
told her. So,
what a guy.
He's a great guy. Awesome. Awesome dude. We might want to do a DFF on him at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Taylor says mobs will murder Hillary Clinton if Trump doesn't begin mass arrests soon.
What?
Yeah.
The second thing I would say right now is to be praying for this.
Dude, this guy here looks like a teacher I had for science in, I don't know, like 7th grade or something like that. It was the biggest fucking dick in the entire world.
There's a teacher that looks like that dude at every school.
I know.
Oh, dude.
At every school.
And they're all dicks.
Yeah.
The same mustache.
The same superior smug attitude.
There's one at every school, and they always suck.
Yep.
You see if you ever see a guy that looks like this in the world, run. You're dealing with the fucking world's biggest asshole.
Civil unrest for God to intercede, because again, that could turn out to get nasty, because, you know, the general public right now they're in this state where it's like something better happen quick or some people are going to take matters in their own hands.
Is that where the general public is right now?
No.
I don't feel like that's
the American
accurate.
Public hasn't been in that place for at least 100 years.
Dude, I'm hearing that a lot more on both sides now, dude. It's because it's a fucking echo chamber, because they hear like liberals say they're taking the streets. We're going to take to the streets first.
Yeah.
We're going to lead the revolution.
The civil rights, marches and stuff were the last real example of people getting fed up and actually taking to the streets and demanding action being taken on really anything.
Dude, it wasn't the war in Iraq. There was about 1 million people protesting that. I mean, it wasn't as sustained as the civil rights thing, but I mean, people have mobilized in massive numbers. It's just that, like, you're right. They do the big thing and they go home.
Yeah, they do it for one day. It's a news story for a few days after that, and then it's over.
Look, if 3 million people go and do it, yeah, something will change. You're right. But they have to stay there. It's like remember South Korea?
Well, here's the problem.
Do you remember what happened in South Korea? That big scandal where the people were just in the streets, and eventually the fucking leader of that country was gone.
It was like, remember when Occupy Wall Street was happening? And it's like, oh, yeah, cool. If they fucking stick it out and tough it out, yeah, maybe this will do something. But
that's why I got behind that movement.
Yeah, they stayed for like 3 weeks, and they're like, yeah, we're leaving. We're bored.
Well, I mean, they got kicked out, honestly. They just had constant police raids tearing down their shit. They couldn't sustain it anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, what do you think's going to happen?
That's the thing, is like, protest doesn't work anymore. And especially...
people are too soft.
These news stories about like, oh, look at how many people right-clicked on a map to say that they would hit the streets if something happened. It's like, have they not heard of armchair activism?
They're going to hit... I mean, like, I'm sure plenty of those people would hit the streets, because we've seen big protests. But like you said, they're always like, all right, we protested. We did something. Now they go back home.
Like a protest that would work in this...
Didn't the Women's March have 3 million people
fill the National Mall and don't leave?
Yeah. Fucking don't leave. If you want your protest to work, you can't leave.
Yep.
And you have to accept that you might get your fucking brains blown out by a crazy cop or some shit.
Yep.
It might happen. That's what the fucking... like, when you protest and they kill a bunch of you, that's a good thing for you, because then you take it to the American people. Look what they're doing to us just for trying to fucking have this opinion.
You rotate people in and out. You can't stay. You got to have food and water and shit.
Sure.
You just coordinate on the basic level to make sure that there's always a mob in front of the Capitol. There's always a mob in front of the White House. The National Mall is always full of angry people.
That's how motherfuckers, like in the 60s when there was Vietnam protests, they were sustained fucking constant protests.
Yep.
It wasn't like they just showed up, protested Vietnam for a day, and then went about their business.
Nope. We don't do that anymore. It's because it's all about the Instagram shit. It's all about like, look, I protested.
Cool.
And it's on both sides, too. The alt-right shows up with the Unite the Right rally, and they march around with fucking tiki torches for a day, and all go home.
Paul, you've talked about this device addiction shit. Dude, you know what's going to happen? They're just going to create a fucking AI, and it's just going to get people in these constant dopamine loops, and just happy and just fucking complacent, like, ooh, look at my shiny bobble look at.
What do you mean, get them there?
They're already there.
That's where they're at.
Everybody's already
there.
Oh,
no. This is just the beginning, dude. You have no idea how far that's
just
going to
get
go.
More and more obtrusive. Like augmented reality. People are excited
saying,
for this.
Dude.
You know what that's going to be? That's going to be ads in your day-to-day life.
She's going to be taking a fucking piss in the morning and be like,
yep.
Your piss is brought to you by Colgate.
We have analyzed your piss and noticed you need this supplement.
We noticed a dark ring inside of your toilet bowl. You need scrubbing bubbles.
Oh, God. It just tells you what products you need constantly.
Would you like to order that? Click.
Amazon is ready to
blink on yes to order this from your Amazon account
at a cost of 6 credits.
You're like, oh, God.
And what, you know, the Lord showed me that.
You get out of here, you fucking dork.
Look how he's prophet,
dude. He's a prophet. Retired fireman Mark Taylor.
Oh, my God. Get out of here, Mark
retired
Taylor.
Retired prophet.
All right, hold on. Let's
Once you retire from being a fucking prophet, you retard.
Let's hear what he's going to say here.
All right. Yeah, you're
let's,
right.
Let's hear him actually say this shit. Okay. It's only a minute.
Some people are going to take matters into their own hands. And the Lord showed me that if they don't act, which I know they are, it would end up being an Ambassador Stevens situation that they're going to go.
I thought that it was a picture.
They're going to drag her out in the streets and display her dead body as a trophy. If they don't
this is kind of Parkinson's.
This guy retired from the fire department to live a life of fantasies.
If they
God told me that Hillary Clinton's going to be dragged through the streets.
Down, so I don't believe any of that's going to happen. But just be praying for the right timing when the arrests go down. And for this civil unrest.
The arrests going down are happening
praying?
On your side,
what?
My
what?
Friend.
What? Pray for what, dude? You said you're a prophet, and God told you.
God
so
came to you.
You should say, when this happens, not pray for it to happen. God, according to you, God has decided and told you. Like, God wasn't like, hey, Moses, fucking do this shit. It was like, it's going to happen, dude. It wasn't, have your people pray.
Prayer. It's such a funny idea, prayer, too, because they sell God as this infallible being that knows everything and always does what's right. But they think that they can intercede in his judgment
Please.
By asking him over and over.
Hey, God, I got a couple favors I want to ask of you, huh?
It's like, what? If it was for the best, you'd already have the Lamborghini. You'd already not have cancer, right? God's a perfect being.
Yeah, it's part of his plan.
If God wanted you to win the lottery, you would.
All right, finally, we're out of the Trump block. JSO, woman steals donation jar meant for family of slain 7-year-old.
Oh, my fucking God.
What donations stolen to support suspects' crack cocaine addiction.
Fuck you, dude.
And guess where? Florida. Jacksonville, Florida. A woman caught on Jacksonville restaurant surveillance video taking a donation jar intended for the family of a slain 7-year-old girl told police she did so to support her drug habit. Let's take a look at her stealing the jar. If it'll play. There she is. There's the jar.
Let
She's
me look
around.
Around.
I'm a crackhead cunt.
And she knows what this money is about. She's been sitting there eating, it looks like. She's like, or she's chilling there.
Right
in the bag.
Are
you fucking kidding me, dude?
See yous later. Gotta go.
You sat down at a fucking restaurant where they're raising money for a dead 7-year-old, and you just took the fucking money. So you could go fucking... Oh, my God. Did it get crack, dude? Really?
Crack is whack. Tammy
Florida woman.
Tammy Winnell Cruz, 46, was booked Saturday in a Duval County Jail where she remains in custody on charges of felony grand theft and misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia.
An act of kindness ruined by a crime of opportunity. Tonight, police are still looking for the man caught in a donation jar
up,
filled with...
Shut up.
Shut your mouth.
I don't care about the other donation thief. Anyway, yeah, so... This bitch sucks, and this dude sucks,
Yeah, this
too.
Dude fucking sucks as well.
He also sucks.
Fucking stealing donation jars.
I mean, like, I don't know, man. You gotta be pretty goddamn low at that point where you're just, like, looking at the fucking donation. I mean, I've been in some fucking tight spots where it's like, man, I ain't got no money. I fucking am waiting on whatever the next fucking source of revenue is, but I'm flat broke and I got bills to pay and my fucking electric's going to be cut off. I've never been looking at some donation jar somewhere. I've been like,
help the orphans fund.
I'm
going to
smoke
the money.
That family's recovery money. I'm going to go turn that family's like money to have a soft landing out of their 7-year-old dying, put it up my fucking arm or some shit. Like, I don't know. Like,
I think it'll give me more comfort than it'll give
like
them.
At that point, just check into a fucking state rehab or some shit. Take yourself in.
Man shouldn't have gone to jail for getting a job at Michael's instead of Home Depot, court rules.
Okay, that's got to be a bad headline.
No, that's exactly what happened. Alfred Scott was arrested for the first time marijuana offense last year, but he was willing to plead guilty and even lined up a full-time job at Home Depot to show he deserved mercy. But when that job fell through and he got a job at Michael's instead, Judge Russell Healy seemed to insist that the job needed to be at Home Depot. Healy decided his mercy had been worn out. For getting a job at the wrong store, Healy sent Scott to jail for 90 days.
For a marijuana possession offense?
Yes.
What state is this in again?
Florida. This is in Florida.
A bunch of fucking
dude, you gave
bullshit.
This guy jail because he went to work at Michael's instead of Home Depot?
Yeah, he was like, all right, I'll show you mercy if you get that Home Depot job. And he's like, oh, I couldn't get that one.
So
I
this dude through. Got caught with a non-crime personal use weed.
Yes.
And had a job, got a job lined up for himself, ended up getting another job, and this dude, instead of moving forward and trying to find other criminals to punish and mete out justice on, he goes back to a weed possession case and gives 90 days
three
to
months.
A dude that had a job.
Three fucking... So that what? Job's gone, by the way. Bye-bye, job.
The decision was overturned last Friday by an appellate court that said Healy failed to find Scott had willfully violated his probation. Scott's sentencing score was so low that state prison wasn't even a possibility, but Judge Healy told him he would face 90 days in county jail for selling marijuana. I guess he was selling. When Scott said he had a job offer at Home Depot, Healy offered mercy, saying he'd let him out of jail on the condition that he gets a job, full-time job, or at least show 5 applications per week until he gets a job. But a Department of Corrections probation officer said Home Depot rescinded the job offer likely because of the conviction, but he's been complying with everything I asked him to do. Scott got a full-time job at Michael's and a part-time job at McDonald's. In total, he was working 60 hours a week, but that wasn't good enough for Judge Healy.
Yeah, throw him
this
in
guy's
jail.
Working 60 hours a week.
So this
throw
judge,
him in jail. What a
this
fucking
judge who looks like the principal from Back to the Future, by the way.
He does.
Tells this guy, look, if you got a job, I won't put you in jail for this
shit. He's working more than a fucking job. He's
got
a full-time
job.
He
got two jobs, but because it wasn't at the right place, which it never said it has to be at Home Depot. He even said as long as he was filling out applications, he'd do it.
Dude, when somebody that's a justice hands down a fucking judgment like this, they should just be taken to the glue factory. At that point, you've shown that you don't have the ability to sit on a bench. And
yeah, this motherfucker should be impeached.
Show me where a guy getting two jobs and working 60 hours a week after being caught slinging a little dope. Show me how that's bad. Show me where the victim is in that crime that you sent him to jail for 90 days for.
And he already had a job anyway, selling weed.
Yeah. So you fucked him out of three jobs now.
But
we've seen so many
thankfully,
states.
Thankfully, another court has ruled that
this
guy's ruling
the appellate court is right.
Yeah, but see, he won't have any.
But
nothing will happen
to him. You
know
the problem with this whole thing to begin with is that this drug should just be legal. People should be able to buy pot in a regulated way from a store at a certain age, of course. And they should just regulate this, and this shouldn't even be an issue, and a possession charge shouldn't even exist for
this
drug.
If you get a judgment overturned like this, there needs to be a panel of other judges that look at that and see if it was due to really, really poor judgment on your part. And if it was, you need to be like disbarred or taken off the bench or whatever it is you do to a fucking
or have
judge.
Some form of censure.
Like there needs
placed
to be a system
sake.
Of fucking checks and balances when these fucking convictions are overturned. If it's a zealous judge that made a snap judgment that has no precedent to it, you take him off the fucking bench. This guy's still hearing cases right now in Florida.
So one of the big, no transition here, by the way, but one of the big supporters of the Me Too movement, one of the people who really pushed it in its initial stages was the director Asia Argento, daughter of Dario Argento. And I believe she was married to Anthony Bourdain.
It's Asia, TJ. I'm just correcting Asia. You now so Asia. That we don't get a billion Asia. Comments. It'll still be the top comment on this.
Asia.
It, Asia.
It's
right.
Asia, TJ.
Right. So it turns out that Asia Argento,
Asia.
You know, she paid off a 17-year-old boy.
What I actually read was
she had sex with.
Well, she wasn't married to Anthony Bourdain. She was in a relationship with
him. Whatever. She's
and actually, what she claimed initially was that Bourdain was like, look, you need to settle this out of court. You don't need to. And actually, that she claims that he paid this guy, Bennett, Anthony Bennett, whatever his name is, $380,000. Like, he took care of it himself.
She, of course, this news broke a couple days ago. She, of course, denied that she ever had sex with the kid. But now
the evidence has come to light.
A photo and a series of text messages published by TMZ appear to undercut Italian actress Asia Argento's flat-out denial of actor Jimmy Bennett's sexual assault accusations against her. The image was described but not shown in the New York Times Sunday report detailing the shocking claim against Argento. A major figure in the Me Too movement against sexual misconduct. Bennett says the actress had sex with him 5 years ago in California, in a California hotel room when he was 17 and she was 37. The age of consent in California is 18.
Uh-oh.
A photo purportedly shows Argento and Bennett lying in bed shirtless with their foreheads pressed together. TMZ on Wednesday published a cropped version of the photo, sans nudity. In the full version, Argento's arm is apparently draped across Bennett's. TMZ also obtained a series of text messages allegedly sent between Argento and an unidentified friend discussing the encounter in a conversation that apparently took place after the Times published its report. "The horny kid jumped me," reads one message that TMZ described as being written by Argento.
Okay, so I'm sorry to interrupt you, but like I said, you don't pay $380,000 if there's just nothing there.
In a statement, Argento said, "I have never had a sexual relationship with Bennett." One text message reportedly sent by the actress directly contradicts that claim. "I had sex with him. It felt weird. I didn't know he was a minor until the shakedown letter." So she's now, I mean, she said at the time, like, I'm being shaken down. I had no idea he was a minor, which is strange considering that she worked with him when he was 11.
Seven.
I think. Seven. Yeah. So she worked with him for years. So you'd think she'd have a pretty solid grasp on his age, but whatever, you know. I just think it's funny that there's this that she obviously supports a double standard, right? I mean,
well, there's a bunch of double standards at work here.
Yeah, I mean, it's on multiple levels.
Right.
It's like, let's hear her out. That's number one. Let's hear her out.
Yeah, no one else gets a man doesn't get heard out.
No.
She gets heard out.
Right. And then there's also just less outrage in general when it's an older woman and a younger boy.
Yeah.
There's just less.
And it sounds like he was pretty cooperative in the right. situation.
Right. But that goes both ways, regardless of gender. But there's a definitely, like, if she was a 37-year-old man who slept with a 17-year-old
girl. Yeah, that no one would give a shit how enthusiastic
she'd be in jail.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. She'd be in jail. Like, she'd be charged.
Yeah, with the very least statutory rape, yeah.
You know what I mean? This was like a, you know, she paid him some money and it goes away. She's a leader in this movement and there's, you know, a bunch of people are defending her as if she's any different from any of the other wanglers. Like I said, if this had been fucking...
pussy wangling is okay.
Yeah. If you wangle with your pussy, it's okay. Yeah, if this had been any of these other dudes, you know, if this had been fucking
Spacey,
Kevin whatever, or whoever, this would be a totally different news story. She'd have she'd be in a totally different position. Nobody would be defending her.
Oh, dude, Kevin Spacey's rep is so bad now, dude, that like they were like, I saw so many articles bragging like Kevin Spacey's latest film made $258.
I mean, I think it opened in like one theater. So.
It opened in like 30. I mean, of course it's going to be a fucking flop. He's fucking persona non grata, though.
He's
no one likes him. He's dog shit.
But she'll be fine.
Yep.
Oh, I guarantee she'll be
fine. Ozzy Argento is denying that she ever had a sexual relationship.
Well she's lying. She's a liar. Guess what?
Verizon throttled unlimited data of California Fire Department during Mendocino.
Thanks, Verizon. Always
Mendocino
working for you.
Wildfire.
Mendocino.
Mendocino. Thank you, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco. As wildfires burned over a million acres in California this morning, one San Francisco Bay Area fire department used its cell phone network to coordinate trucks and personnel from all over the state. Until the department reached its data limit and its service provider slowed down data speeds.
You know what the irony of this is, dude? Is how many commercials I've seen of Verizon, like, we're there for first responders. Like, actually have shown commercials them fighting wildfires or responding to, like, a fire at a house and shit. It's like, Verizon's a network that backs this up. They're the backbone of America, dude.
It's time to just say it. It's time to nationalize internet infrastructure. It is time. We can no longer look at it like it's a luxury that people can have if they want it. It's now necessary to function and exist in this country, and it's time that we have a backbone. Go to South Korea and look at their internet backbone and weep for what we could have here.
Who paid for all these networks? You know who did? Taxpayers, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
It's bullshit, dude.
Well, there was just a huge...
$500 billion in fucking fiber.
A huge windfall was just given to these private companies, and they did nothing with it. It's time to nationalize internet infrastructure. Stop letting them throttle people.
And people ask... I know some people say, what about the free market? Look at fucking Chattanooga, Tennessee. Look at the internet service they have there, and ask the people there what they think about it.
You want to see what happens when there isn't regulation on the free market? Go look at what happened when they deregulated the electrical industry in California. When they deregulated the electrical things and allowed all these little mom-and-pop power companies to spring up, it was a fucking nightmare. It's time. It's time to stop treating these communications platforms like they're just an optional thing, a little life luxury. That was true back in the 90s and early 2000s. Not no more. Now you got to have it. You want a job? You got to apply online. You got to have internet. You want to talk to your representative? Got to do it on Twitter. You got to have internet.
I agree.
You want to fight a fucking fire? You got to have internet to coordinate that shit.
But apparently, even though these guys were paying for unlimited when they needed it most, Verizon fucked them, and that's why the responsibility shouldn't belong to Verizon. No jail time for Bedford alternative school principal who sexually abused student.
And look at the gender there. Looks like a woman.
I think this was actually a dude.
Oh, was it?
I think so. Let's see. A Bedford alternative school principal who sexually abused a 17-year-old student and targeted female students who took an interest in the boy avoided jail time. Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court Judge Stuart Friedman sentenced 40-year-old. No, it was a woman.
Courtney Alfred.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
I think I pulled it. I was looking at a different story that had involved a man. 2 years of probation.
2 years of probation
Alfred,
for Wanglin,
who pleaded guilty July 17th to four counts of felony sexual battery, faced up to 20 years in prison.
If Courtney was named Richard, it'd be enjoy your 20 years in prison.
Yep, if this was a little girl and a male principal, the dude would be locked up.
She will be required to register as a sex offender every 90 days for the rest of her life, turn over her teacher's license, and undergo sex offending counseling. Alfred could be sentenced to 4 years in prison if she violates any terms of her probation. Friedman invoked powerful figures who have been accused of sexual abuse, including New York film executive Harvey Weinstein, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, and the President of the United States. Friedman called Alfred's actions disturbing, but he cited Alfred's lack of any prior criminal history and no statements that Alfred's actions left any prolonged serious injuries on the boy when he imposed the sentence.
They always say this bullshit, dude. They always... It's so obviously a fucking it's a gendered issue here, and it's totally about gender because if a man does this, jail.
Even if the chick, like if a 33-year-old dude sleeps with a 16-year-old and she comes out and goes like, I wasn't harmed by this, I wanted it, I liked it, I asked for it, I was totally consenting to it. It doesn't matter. He's still going to jail.
That will not factor into the judge's decision.
But for some reason, if it's a chick that does it, all of a sudden, there's all these little leniency clauses that don't exist in any kind of law anywhere.
Well, the boy said he's fine.
Yeah, the boy's okay, and it's a boy anyway, so sexual abuse on them doesn't matter as much as little girls. So, you know, it's okay. What? Right.
Guys, I want...
What kind of message are we sending? Just apply the fucking law evenly.
I don't know. I don't have intros for this segment, but I want to do... I want to treat this kind of like a segment here, or at least delineate this by saying... This is my pick for the criminal of the week.
Okay. All right. Criminal of the week.
Criminal of the week, dude. And he's, of course, Florida. Florida man charged with trying to force KFC employee to reopen restaurant
at gunpoint. I haven't mad at this dude.
Me neither.
Dude, you know what?
I've been here.
How many fucking times in your life? Dude, remember one time I want a fucking like milkshake from Sonic, and I get there and I'm like, what time is Sonic fucking closed? And it was like 10. I'm like, you know what? It's 9:55. I'm good. Yep. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Sonic is closed. I'm like, it says it's closed at 10.
Yeah.
We're closed.
I've been here, dude.
And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? So you know what? If I had a gun, I would have done the same fucking thing this guy did. Bravo.
A 27-year-old Florida man, was charged with attempting to force a Dover KFC employee to reopen the store at gunpoint, authorities announced Monday. According to Dover police, Antonio Stevens of Orlando approached the 38-year-old victim as she waited for a ride out front of their fast food restaurant at 11:15 p.m. After demanding she open the store and being informed by the victim that she had no ability to do so, he demanded her personal belongings and pointed what appeared to be a handgun at her, police said. A struggle ensued and Stevens fled empty-handed, police said. Arriving officers were able to track Stevens down and take him into custody following a brief struggle. A mask and and BB gun used in the incident were also located, dude. Police said.
Open back up.
I shoot you with this BB, bitch.
I want a two-piece and a biscuit, bitch. Two-piece and a biscuit, bitch. Open up. I got a BB gun.
Now, see, I have umbrage with him trying to take her personal shit, but opening the store, I got no problem with that.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, I like the brazenness of it, you know, obviously.
I've been there, man.
But you know what?
DFF does not support criminal behavior, blah, 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 blah.
It's good stuff. My man had a fucking flaw in his plan, though. Should have gone to Popeyes.
Well, maybe he doesn't have one around there. You know, they're Florida. They have them there.
They got Popeyes, man. Come on. Popeyes is way better. Or churches. Oh, yeah. Or churches, dude. Come on.
Research reveals men have better sex with emotionally unstable women.
Yep. Paul, I can back this up.
Dude, Paul.
There's even that song about it.
That annoying ass.
For you, Who sings that annoying ass song where, like, you crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it.
I think it's Buck Cherry.
Buck Cherry, dude. That's a spoonerism of Chuck Berry, you know.
Oh.
Anyway, sex is considered to be an important part of relations. I mean, do I really need you to tell me that? But, blah, blah, blah. Research has revealed that men have better sexual experiences with women who are emotionally unstable. It also added that women have more satisfying sex with a less agreeable partner.
That's right.
The results also suggested that men who are conscientious are better in bed since they feel the need to satisfy the partner. Men who are easily aroused by erotic fantasies have better sexual function with partners who respond.
Dude, I just feel like my whole life was just described to me, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, telling you.
Like, Taylor's probably emotionally unstable. I'm definitely not an agreeable dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
No, makes sense.
I mean, I have a pretty good sex life, dude. So, I mean,
what I'm wondering about is, how did they find any emotionally stable women
for
a basis of comparison?
Yeah, I don't know,
I've
man.
I've never met one. I mean, I don't know where they're hiding. You know?
Maybe they mean like particularly emotionally unstable.
I think they
unstable.
Live underground, dude. They're like pure divine
somewhere.
Beings.
Yeah, but you know, like this is all about that angst part of sex. That like we just had an argument, the makeup sex. Yeah,
and
dude.
The disagreeable partner is like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're like, no, fuck you. You know, it
damn,
just adds
TJ,
the whole thing.
Fuck you, bitch, die!
It's like, whoa, dude, TJ's getting a little intense.
Yeah, you got to get rough in the bedroom, man.
Plus, like, people that are emotionally unstable, they're probably going to be a little freakier, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
dude.
Be more willing to fucking debase themselves in the bedroom.
One of the biggest obstacles during sex is, like, you know, if you're
getting over your...
Yeah, you're overthinking shit, and you're, like, too much. You're not able to surrender.
You're just
going to
be like, you know, let's fuck.
Some crazy bitch, you'd be like, yeah, goddamn it, give me that dick!
She's asking for it and shit. Pull my fucking hair.
You know, man, like, I agree with this shit. This research is fucking spot on, dude.
I think we all knew this. That's why, that's why you have to be specifically told, don't stick your dick in crazy. Because you want to, because it's so alluring.
it's better.
Don't, you know, sticking your dick insane might make more sense from a logical perspective, but sticking your dick in crazy is way more fun. Anyway, New Jersey, I just wanted to let you guys know that this dominoes continue to fall. New Jersey could legalize recreational marijuana by end of September.
Beautiful.
Dude, every state needs to take this fucking step, dude.
Yeah, hey, states that haven't done this yet,
get on it.
Fuck you, including my home state.
We don't need to fucking experiment with this shit.
Okay,
guess what, dude?
Jury's in, motherfuckers.
Washington, California, Oregon, Washington, D.C., Maine, Massachusetts.
Nevada.
I mean, what?
Colorado.
Colorado, dude.
Canada.
Alaska.
Now New
Jersey. Vermont, dude.
Fucking Vermont. Hey, guess what? The results are in. It works. Yep. Let's do it.
Nation fucking wide, every fucking state.
And
it's gonna
legal.
Happen.
These
done.
Conservatives are always saying, like, hey, this whole states' rights thing, it's like a good testing ground for if shit works or not. Well, test is done.
It worked.
It works. Let's do it.
I have bought fucking legal weed in like five fucking states, dude.
It works.
It's way better. It works. No kids were there like, hey, dude, can you buy me a joint?
Nope.
That's not how it worked. There's a bunch
of
adults.
None of the bullshit. None of the...
A bunch of responsible adults were like, oh, let me see your ID, sir.
Can I see this marijuana plant that I would like to responsibly take home and smoke in my domicile?
Yes, you may.
Well, yes, you may, sir. Here's some legal marijuana plant. I would like to purchase that. All right, sir. Do you have a legal tender or credit card? Well, yes, I do, in my wallet here.
Here you go.
Do you have an ID proving that you're of age to do that? Of course I do.
Oh, want to join our loyalty club? Our loyalty club? Yeah. It's beautiful, dude. Free fucking weed.
Thank you, Mr. Woo. Adult Man. Enjoy your marijuana that you're only going to take home and smoke by yourself. Like, fuck this. Like, why isn't this legal? Well, it's a plant that grows out of the ground that you take home and you smoke and you get the munchies. Like, how's that hurting anybody?
If anything, it's helping the snack industry.
It helps with pain. It helps with mental problems.
Marijuana is a fucking boon to this economy. Fuck
how is this not legal? Who's the victim?
So is alcohol.
Who is the fucking victim if somebody takes a plant and pulls it out of the ground and smokes it? Who's the victim in that?
I don't know.
I don't know, dude. I'm looking for him still. I ain't seeing nobody.
Legalize this shit. Find me one dude that's OD'd on weed, and I'll take it all back.
Puppy and kitten sales at pet shops set to
totally
be banned.
Support this, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. Totally. Puppy mills need to go bye-bye. 100%
support this shit, dude.
This is in England. Pet shops and dealers in England will be banned from selling puppies and kittens under government plans. The proposal, which have gone out to consultation, will mean those wanting to buy or adopt a pet less than 6 months old will have to go to a breeder or a rescue center.
Perfect.
A ban on licensed
sellers get rid of the breeders, too.
Dealing in dogs and cats less than 8 weeks old is already coming in on October 1st.
I think people should be able to breed dogs.
There should be heavy federal regs on it, because you know what happens at most of these fucking puppy mills.
Yeah,
the dogs are treated worse than cows. These little, like, look at this one here. Like what they do is they get these animals in there and they breed them until their bodies literally fall apart from it. They overbreed them, crossbreed them.
I agree with you.
Inbreed them, and then when they can't make puppies anymore, they're just thrown on the side of the road and left to die.
But what I'm saying is there are ethical, responsible dog breeders.
There are, sure. But there needs to be regulations in place, like, across
course.
The board.
I mean, you can't just take advantage of these animals, like you said, and just breed them until they're basically dead.
If you're doing it responsibly, that's fine.
A puppy farmer thought I was worthless when I could no longer produce puppies. Thankfully, I was rescued, and my family think I'm priceless. Stop the cruelty. Stop puppy farming.
Yes.
Totally agree. I agree. The conditions at these puppy mills.
And dude, imagine how much money that dog made those people.
Absolutely fucking deplorable.
And then they throw it out like trash.
Not only
fuck
that,
these people.
They just view it as a commodity. They don't fucking have any respect for the living things.
The overbreeding and the fucking inbreeding that goes on in these places. The people, that you get an animal that ends up dying in 2 or 3 years from some horrible genetic disorder. Like, yeah. I had a little dog from a puppy mill, Boogie, my first little dog of my own. Lived to be 5 years old, died of massive liver failure at 5 years
That's
old.
That's shocking.
Yeah, so I mean, it's totally
total genetic
crazy.
Pancreatic problems that come with overbreeding and inbreeding.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Then another dog, Hercules, had a heart condition. I mean, he actually still managed to live a normal life, but for actually a toy breed, he lived a short life.
I mean,
life.
He had...
like 13 know, years.
Yeah, but I mean, like, his last couple years, he was...
It was really bad for
severe
him.
Severe mental issues and stuff.
Yeah, it's just fucked
Whereas
up.
Whereas if we bought a Maltese from a legitimate breeder, he would probably live 16 years.
Right, yeah, and he actually produced some puppies before we had him fixed.
They had severe birth defects.
They both died, you know, as puppies.
Even after getting...
Genetic problems from so much inbreeding.
Oh, yeah, even after getting a special heart surgery at LSU.
And that's why I'd never do the whole puppy mill thing. Like,
it only takes
ever
two
again.
Generations of inbreeding to make dogs pretty much unviable.
Also, all the fucking
and
rescue
they,
dogs
they just
out
constantly
there, dude.
Do it at these
mills. There's
they
just shelters
care.
That are fucking just full to the brim with dogs. That's all I got. Yeah. That's all I got. Yujiro.
Yeah,
so you got
that's
Salvador.
Another thing too. I
you
know
went to the Humane Society.
Salvador is so fucking robust and shit. Now, obviously, I mean, I don't know. He could have problems down the line. I mean, inevitably he will. But
there needs to be a law about fixing these animals. Like, unless you have a license to breed them. Or you have a papered dog that you can you do your due diligence to get a license to allow them to be bred. There should be a law that mandates getting the nuts cut.
Fucking liberals
stuck.
Always wanting to control everything. But yeah, it's totally ridiculous. Thank you guys for watching. I don't have any more stories.
What did we learn today?
We
puppy
learned
mill sucks.
Yeah, puppy mills suck.
We learned that puppy mills
Donald
suck.
Trump
we learned that Donald
sucks.
Trump sucks. And we learned that probably, we learned that people who steal donation jars suck.
Yeah. Oh, now it's okay to fuck a kid if the kid is cool with it.
Yeah. Well, if you're a woman.
If you're a woman.
If you're a woman.
If you're a woman.
Okay. If you do
big
it,
caveat there.
Paul, if you
so
go
all
England,
of you, all
what
of you're
if I say
jail.
I'm a woman? What if I say I'm
ooh,
like a...
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Different.
What if you identify
yeah.
If you're recognized as trans, then you should go free.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have someone's got to test those waters, I guess.
Waters,
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to test it, man.
But yeah, so good news for all you female pedophiles in our audience. You got free reign.
As long as you can get the kid to say he was cool with it, you're
just,
okay.
Just coach him. Just groom him. You're going to groom him. Come on. Groom
like Asia Argento did. You know, she's Asia. Fucking, you know, Asia. I'm
Asia.
Sorry.
Asia.
It's Asia. Fuck you.
Quit being so vulgar, DJ.
Vulgar.
You're vulgar.
We also learned that Hillary Clinton is soon going to be dragged out in the street and killed if Trump
Pokemon
doesn't hurry
go
up and
to
start
the lynching
his
mob.
Yep.
You know, Trump better start on his arrest before he gets arrested, you know?
You got a point.
Anyway, thank you guys for watching. Be sure to subscribe to the channel and hit the alert bell if you haven't already. Be sure to support us on
and all you patrons, we
Patreon.
Shall see you, see you guys on Friday.
And for you $10 patrons, we will be along in the Discord server soon to hang out with you guys and discuss whatever you want.
Discuss the disgusting nature of reality with you.
Oh, yes. Sure. It's going to be very delicious.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.